Welcome all the gamers to another All the Gaming Quick Thoughts. I am Dale White, the advocate for insanity. And of course, I have thoughts. Today, it was announced that the Breath of the Wild sequel has been delayed until spring of 2023. Now, originally, it was slated to come out sometime in 2022, but, you know, they never said, you know, what day, what month, or even what quarter that was going to be. Most people were kind of assuming sometime around holiday season, but, you know, that wasn't anything concrete. Honestly, I am not shocked at this announcement. I kind of would have expected to know a little bit more about the game at this point in time, if it were going to be coming out in this coming holiday season. So, you know, getting delayed till next spring, that's not really a huge delay. It's really not. I mean, assuming it was going to be this holiday, which we never really had that, you know, confirmation. It could have been behind the scenes plan to be spring of this year. Who knows? We really don't know. But yeah, I'm not surprised about this delay at all. These things happen. World's still in a strange place at the moment. You know, COVID happened a couple of years back, and we still haven't quite got everything back on track from that. It's going to take a few years. There's going to be delays of this kind over the next few years. In fact, at this point in time, a lot of games that were not given direct release dates have probably kind of silently been delayed behind the scenes that you wouldn't even know about. So, you know, it's just reality of the world because of the events of the last few years. But yeah, I'm not too worried or upset about this. This has been a huge year for game releases already, and it's only gonna get bigger as the year goes on. There are a ton of games that are supposed to be coming out throughout this year. Several very big ones, like, you know, Elden Ring, Horizon Forbidden West, and even, you know, on the Nintendo side with Pokemon Legends Arceus and Kirby and the Forgotten Land. And we still have Pokemon Violet and Scarlet coming out later this year. This has been a big year for video game releases, and, you know, it's not over. So there's going to be plenty of other games to play this holiday season without the sequel to Breath of the Wild. So this delay may even be a good thing in some ways. I'm going to be getting the Breath of the Wild sequel regardless if it comes out this year, if it comes out next spring, or if they end up delaying it to 2024. I'm expecting something at least as good as Breath of the Wild. It doesn't even have to surpass it. If it's as enjoyable to play. And another thing is, there's no way that the sequel can blow my mind quite in the same way that playing the original Breath of the Wild did. So I'm not even necessarily expecting the same level of mind-blowingness. That's not a word. That's not even a phrase. That's not a saying or anything. That's just nothing. Mind-blowingness. Well, I've invented it. I've now coined that term. It is mine. If you're going to use it, contact me. Mind-blowingness. Okay. But yeah, I'm going to be getting it anyway. It doesn't have to surpass Breath of the Wild. It just has to be as enjoyable and give me another good story with, you know, another, well, an explorable world. I know it's going to pretty much be the same world, just with, like, the sky opened up. And they also sort of hinted that there may even be a little bit more to the world than just that. And I don't know exactly what that means. I'd like to see maybe some underground exploration, maybe some cave systems or something like that. I don't know. Hopefully, please, more dungeons. You know, that is the big thing. Give us more dungeons. If this delay means we get more dungeons, then I will be. Then I am all for this delay. Heck, if they told me right now that we could add, like, you know, three more dungeons to the game, if we if we delay it into like 2024, I'd say go ahead and do it. Some people might get mad at me for saying that, but yeah, just, you know, do it. Let's make this game as big, as great as possible. What do you think? Are you upset by the delay of Breath of the Wild to 2023? Were you expecting it like I was? Like I said, I really was kind of weirdly expecting it. There was just something about things that it didn't feel right for the Breath of the Wild sequel to be coming out this holiday season. For whatever reason, that just didn't feel right to me. So I guess maybe spring of 2023 is the right time. I don't know. Even that, weirdly enough, feels too early to me. And I don't know why. That doesn't even make sense. That really doesn't make sense. My own feelings don't make sense here. But I'm excited for this game. I am super excited for this game either way. But yeah, let me know what you think. If you're upset about the delay, if you are excited for the delay, I don't know. Maybe there's so many other games coming out this year that you just kind of want to push the Breath of the Wild sequel back a little bit so you can enjoy it later. You know, whatever your thoughts are, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at Insanikit. And of course, follow the podcast at AllTheGaming1. Come like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group. Come join in on the discussion. It'll be fun, like, listening to this, except you can participate. And of course, go back and listen to all of our past episodes, both Quick Thoughts episodes as well as full episodes. And by the way, full episodes, they're coming soon. There's exciting stuff already recorded, and more stuff is going to be recorded soon. So yeah, weekly full episodes returning very soon. I don't want to set a specific date yet, just in case things change for whatever reason, but they're coming. Stuff is already ready to go. I'll even say that. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening, and I will see you guys next time. And of course, those are some thoughts for you to think on.